Hope is here. We'll continue our conversation from yesterday about what are you thinking about? Is it something that's God-honoring? Is it positive thoughts? Is it things that are edifying and uplifting to others and to yourself? Or are you being critical? Are you being negative? Are you being a Debbie Downer? Well, if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to check it out. We're basing this off Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Then he says in verse 7, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." That's from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Yesterday, I shared two of my takeaways. I've got five I want to share with you. The first one was, we can rejoice always, as Paul talked about in verse 4, because we have confidence that God is in control. The second one, point is to help change our thinking. We need to help express gentleness because it's a sign of spiritual maturity in our lives. So if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go back to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program as I elaborated more on both those takeaways. The third point I want to share today about helping you change what you're thinking about, based off that passage in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, is that when it talks about prayer and petition, when Paul talks about that in verse 5, that, you know, petition means to specifically request God to do something. Okay, we pray just a lot of generalities a lot of time. God, I love you. Thank you for loving me. And, man, we need to do that. Thank you for our many, many blessings. But when he talks about, Paul does about, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That petition is those specific things. One of the things here with Hope is Here, trying to see what we can do to specifically help people have hope, not doing it just from radio, but doing it with one-on-one meetings, going and speaking to churches and businesses and nonprofit groups, any type of organization that people might need to hear about being aware of mental illness and creating conversation about mental health and helping people before they lose all hope to be able to let somebody know that they're thinking about possibly committing suicide and ending their death and just really hurting their loved ones and friends. And as I've stepped out in faith, I've been specifically sharing with people and specifically asking people for donations. And God's just been amazing to see how people are stepping up and blessing. Hope is Here. And I want to encourage you, if you'd like to be a part of what we're doing here. We have this ministry here in Central Kentucky, but also because of technology, our podcasts are listening in 49 different states and 50 different foreign countries. And yet, unfortunately, it's not free to do this. And I want to ask that you might become partners with us in this ministry. And I've had several people reach out to me from hearing our programs, asking if they can meet with me or talk with me because they've lost hope about a current situation in their lives. And we want to do that because we talk about John chapter 10, verse 10, a lot on this program, that Jesus warned us the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I love the next breath. Jesus said, "But I have come so that you may have life abundantly and have it to the full." So if you want to help us spread this hope, go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can make a secure online donation, or there's a mailing address there. You can make your check out to Hope is Here Ministries and send it to the mailing address there on our website. All your donations, whether online or by check, are tax deductible. But I want to encourage you to specifically petition God what it is that you need help with. And even though God already knows, there's just something about when you're in a friendship relation with somebody and you ask them, "Hey, what's going on? What's wrong?" They go, "Nothing. Nothing." You ask them, "Are you sure?" "Oh, no, I'm good." And yet you know that they're there's something going on. And if you're honest, if you're the person on the receiving end, you know there is too, but either pride or you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings, or, you know, you just don't want to have conflict. And, you know, that's kind of part of what I'm talking about, this petition, is that we need to specifically tell God what it is that is bothering us, what is hurting us, but also what we need help with. If it's money for that house payment or a new car, may not be a brand new car, but new to you. And the fact of the matter is you need to specifically ask God that. I'm trusting God for a new car myself. I've got a 2009 Santa Fe Hyundai with 196,000 miles on it, but it's running pretty well, and got a rust spot on it, unfortunately, but it's still very drivable, and I'm praying God will help me get another 100,000 miles on it. See, can we top 300,000? But you know what? It's okay to specifically ask God for things such as a car, because he knows we need transportation. Fourth takeaway that I got from this passage about helping changing our thinking, make sure that it's God-honoring and positive and uplifting, is the Bible gives us three great aspects of peace that helps us relate to God. You know, he talks about in that passage, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, that when we pray and petition, presenting our requests to God, that peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I want to share three aspects of peace that the Bible tells us about that we can have because of our relationship with God. The first one is just the peace of God. The peace of God. One of the things that's really cool, if you look in all the different letters in the New Testament that Paul wrote to all the different churches, the one in Corinth, obviously Philippi, the one we're talking about here, and Galatia, Galatians, Ephesians, the book of Philippians, the letter he wrote to the church at Philippi. He starts all those books, those letters out in the books of the Bible with grace and peace to you. Okay? And that comes from God. Grace and peace come from God. Both words are only five letters, and yet there's such power in them. Grace and peace. Even when I just say those words, man, it just kind of gives me a calming effect in my heart, my mind. Grace and peace. Second type of peace that the Bible gives us from our relationship with God is we get peace from God. You know, when you have a personal relationship with Jesus, that's what allows us to have that peace that passes all understanding. You know, Jesus told us he gives not as the world gives, but he provides a peace that passes all understanding. And so that comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The third and final peace that I want to talk to you about is the peace with God. Peace with God. You know, God, I love that no matter what's going on in our lives, that we can have peace with God. And you say, well, what does that mean, Greg, peace with God? Well, peace with God means that I had a guy tell me one time that, you know, God's not standing up in heaven, even though I had this really stressful situation in my life going on. He said, Greg, I want to encourage you that God's not up in heaven just wringing his hands and arms, just trying to say, you know what, I just don't know what I'm going to do about this situation in Greg's life. It's just too overwhelming for me. I mean, it's so beautiful to know that we serve a God and our trust is in a God that provides peace. And I love the great theologian Charles Spurgeon, how he said this. He said that we have a God that has unruffled serenity and is infinitely all-knowing. I love that. Unruffled serenity and infinitely all-knowing is the God that we get peace from. The fifth and final thing that I want to help you with your thinking from this passage in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, is the battlefield is between your ears. Run it through the verse 8 filter. Paul, in that last couple verses there, especially verse 8, he says, is it noble? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it true? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Is it excellent or praiseworthy? And then he challenges us to think about these things. So that is a great filter to run through when you're trying to make decisions about things. Is it noble? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Is it excellent or praiseworthy? Those are the things we're supposed to think about. And friends, I'm as guilty as anybody. We can get sucked up into different TV programs and just so many things out there. And, you know, I mean, we all like to have fun, but we got to sometimes think of what's influencing us. Maybe talk radio just doesn't mean that you don't listen to anything, but just sometimes we need to run things through a filter and say, is this helping me? Is it noble? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Is it excellent or praiseworthy? Paul really challenges us to think about these things. You know, one of the things that keeps us from thinking good things and steals our peace, I read this recently by the Bishop Dale Bronner. He calls it the 5x5 rule. He says, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it. I really like that. So many things we get upset about, and they're just temporary. And we let Satan steal our joy. And I like it if we run through that filter, the 5x5 rule. If it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it. A game changer for me and really helped me with changing my thinking was a book Joyce Meyer wrote. Oh, gosh, I think the first time she wrote it came out about 20 years ago, and I actually read it about 17 years ago. It's called The Battlefield of the Mind. Now, it's been revised a little bit and republished, but it sold over 1 million copies. And she has a great quote from that book that really spoke to me, and maybe it'll speak to you today. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. Ouch. Say that again. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. And that comes all back to our thinking. And so I love Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Friends, if you don't think well about yourself and think about yourself the way God does, the Bible says we were created in God's image, whether you're a man or a woman, as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. Really want to encourage you to think about that and look and see maybe some of the words you speak and why you're so critical is because you don't feel good about yourself. And the Bible says what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. And I know a lot of people that have been wounded. And so I want to encourage you to maybe do a heart inspection. I love Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 19. This talks about where we can have hope and our thinking can change. It says, so God has given us his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to God for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. And that's good stuff right there. This hope in God is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. Well, I hope that you've been challenged and encouraged to maybe evaluate what you think about, how you think about things, and maybe running through those five things that we've talked about over the past couple of days. And if you tuned in late or you missed the first program, I want to encourage you to go back to our website, hopeishere.today, and find out my five takeaways from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, as we talked about what are you thinking about. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.